Slim Jim Martin was boasting and bragging that one of the new Cardinals-elect, Archbishop Matteo Zuppi of Bologna, is, quote, a great supporter of LGBT, Catholic, close quote, and wrote the foreword for the Italian edition of his book, Building a Bridge. By the by, chat room is now officially Tuesday, first day of the week, dead, slaughtered, and killed. But you can revive it by going to crusadechannel.com/chat. Did you, how far back do I have to go to get to your, okay. Mrs. O'Connell's telling me she put the Slim Jim Martin Jay's tweet in the, there it is. Three of the Pope's fellow Jesuits. Jesuits, if you see something, Jesuit, say something, right? Three of the Pope's fellow Jesuits, among other among the appointees. One is Father Michael Czerny, one is another Jesuit, who heads the Migrants and Refugees section of the Vatican's Dicastery for Integral Human Development. Now, you know, in the course of this very long, two-hour-long now monologue and discussion here, they gave you the statistic, the sad, regrettable statistics on how many young men in military reserves that are seen active duty and others that are seen active duty are now killing themselves. The suicide rate is the highest it has ever been among active or reserve. Where is there a religious based treatment for this or assistance for it? It's not to be found. Oh, but go show a refugee camp. We can dedicate every Vatican and every Catholic resource and entire at the USCCB's disposal here. And then there's more on Father Czerny. He's also one of the two special secretaries for the Amazon Synod. And then Warren Davis writes this. Now, again, there is a palpable fear. The reason I'm bringing this up is because there is a growing fear that something wicked and big is about to happen. What is this, Ms. O'Connell? Oh, is this the message thread? It's okay. There's a new Twitter. One mistake will kill you post from Slim Jim Martin J in the chat room. It kind of gets to this point here. From the beginning, Papa Francis has proven his willingness to appoint cardinals, not on their merits, but according to their loyalty to his person and agenda. The most glaring examples come from the United States. And then he covers the United. I'm not going to get into the names. These are the men who will choose the next pope, okay? By stacking out the College of Cardinals, Papa Francis has all but ensured that his successor will be cast from the same mold as he is. Pope Francis, too, can then, in turn, ensure that the conclave after that elects Papa Francis III, and so on, in secula secular, that means now and forever. In other words, papacy is now insulated against the church's shift back to tradition. 99.9% of priests may be theologically orthodox, liturgically traditionalist, and politically conservative. It won't make a difference so far as the Vatican is concerned. As long as there are roughly 100 to 150 libs in the priestly ranks, They can occupy the College of Cardinals and control every successive papal enclave without any serious challenge to their dominance. Nutty if old age claims them first.